This is 89.1 WEMU, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to Cinema Jam. My co-host and partner for the past 26 years is Russ Collins, and he joined us once again by phone this morning. How you doing? You've been away a couple of weeks.
Yeah. It's nice to get away in the summertime, even in COVID and infused summer. So, it's good to be away, but it's good to be back.
Well, I'm glad to have you back. And trivia. Let's talk a little trivia, because it seems as though while we're awaiting the theaters to reopen, this has become a little bit popular.
Yes. So we have a film programmer, our head film programmer, Nick Aldering, has put together several trivia, movie trivia programs that have become increasingly popular. And there's one tonight at 7 o'clock. And you can, it's free, but you need to pre-register. So you can get on the Michigan Theater website, michtheater.org, and register to participate. And if you have enough wit skills and are willing to have fun doing it, you might win a chance to get some prizes here, including your name on the marquee. So that could be kind of fun.
That would be fun. Yeah, absolutely.
And then if you're tired of listening to just you and me talk about things that are going on at the Michigan Theater, on Fridays at 3 o'clock, we have a Friday Facebook Live, which has Sarah Escalante and Nick Aldering, as well as other folks talking about the programs that are coming up over the weekend at the Michigan and State Theater's virtual movie palace. You can check that out. And if you're missing that popcorn and some of the other specialty items that we have from our concession stand, you can get a hold of those on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
Curbside pickup.
That's right. There's lots of fun ways to encounter the Michigan Theater without actually going in the doors, although we really look forward to opening the doors at some point in the future. But safety first, that's the most important thing.
And probably looking into September now, right?
September, maybe even beyond. We've been very, very gratified with the support of the community, even while we've been closed. So public radio listeners know all about supporting the things that they love, and we certainly appreciate the support of WEMU listeners. And we have some films that are really oriented towards WEMU listeners that we're really looking forward to having you watch. Again, you can do these. You can watch these on the Michigan Theater website, michtheater.org, and go to the virtual movie palace and read about them and click on the films that you like. There's a fee for most of them, and we get a small cut of that fee, which is always helpful. But there's a film called The Fight that actually has a local angle to it. It's a documentary about the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union. And they've never opened up their offices and their processes to documentary filmmaking. But Eli Dupree and Josh Klingman and Elsa Steinberg are filmmakers who talked them into letting them see what's going on. And one of the featured attorneys from the American Civil Liberties Union is an Ann Arbor native, and we're so pleased that she's going to be able to do a live Q&A on Wednesday, August 19th. Bridget Armani, who is the Reproductive Freedom Project Director, is going to do a live interview on next Wednesday, a week from yesterday. And we're really looking forward to that. Her mother contacted us and said that Bridget is a fan of the Michigan Theater, as their family is, and here was an opportunity, and we jumped right on it. So The Fight is a documentary that is done by award-winning documentary filmmakers. It's gotten very, very good reviews, and with a nice local angle, it's definitely worth checking out. So if you're not available on Wednesday, next Wednesday, you can still watch the film right now by just going to the Michigan Theater website. And then another documentary film that was actually at last year's Free Film Festival is about the Detroit-based rock and roll magazine, the rock rag called Cream.
That was a mandatory reading in my house.
Absolutely. So it was claimed to be the only true rock and roll magazine. It had quite a fraught kind of history with a lot of crazy stuff going on in their offices. It was founded in 1969, right after the Detroit uprising, and it was participatory rock journalism that, as you said, had a huge following. It was mandatory reading for real rock and roll music fans. Lester Bangs and Dave Marsh were a couple of the legendary writers that worked for Cream magazine, as did Patti Smith, the musician.
Mm-hmm.
And it championed bands like The Clash and Blondie, as well as Elvis Costello and Alice Cooper. And it had a very iconic R. Crumb, that great illustrator, drawing of Boy Howdy, which was their
yeah. logo. And they even turned that into a beer.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, that documentary is currently playing on the Michigan Theater Virtual Movie Palace, as is another rock and roll movie about a Detroit rocker, Suzy Quatro, or Suzy Q. She started and she burst onto the music world in 1973. She and her sisters had a band in the late 60s, and then she was a rock and roll musician, bass player, at a time when basically women were frequently singers in bands, but they didn't play and sing like you think of a lot of rock and roll artists doing. But she has a 53-year career as a working musician.
Yeah, still going at it today.
Yeah, absolutely. Has sold 50 million records. And the documentary includes not only interviews with Suzy Quatro, but with Alice Cooper and Deborah Harry and Tina Weymouth from the Talking Heads, who was also a bass player in mm-hmm. a rock and roll band. And on and on and on. It's a really, really heartwarming documentary, and you can go check that out.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with Russ Collins and Gordon Lightfoot. That's a totally different kind of music, nonetheless. It's a feature.
Absolutely. The famous Canadian folk singer that started out in the 50s at coffee houses in Yorkville in Canada and Greenwich Village. In the 60s, and then a very turbulent fuel-fed arena show period in the 1970s, and then a lot of personal trauma and difficulties, but he has a huge fan and passionate fan base that include folks like Randy Bachman and Steve Earle, as well as Alec Baldwin, Anne Murray, another Canadian musician, and Sarah McLachlan, a very influential musician who wrote a famous song about the tragedy of the Edmund Fitzgerald that sank in Lake Superior. Evolution from Gordon Lightfoot as a Christian choir boy to a troubled troubadour to an international star to the beloved Canadian musical icon that he is now. Gordon Lightfoot, if you could read my mind, go check that out as well on our virtual movie palace. And a film that's really relevant to our political times right now is a documentary called A Thousand Cuts. It's about the Philippine president, Rodrigo Duterte, who is has really taken social media disinformation and brought it to a new level to create the authoritarian regime in the Philippines that he currently runs. And journalist Maria Ressa places the tools of the free press and works tell that story, which is a really difficult but important international story to tell. And then the literary icon from the 50s and 60s, Charles Bukowski, was recorded in his California home in 1981. And these recordings have been turned into a really interesting documentary about this very odd and irreverent writer. It's a story about not only Bukowski, but the tapes that were made in 81, how they got lost, how they got found, and how they got brought back to life to create this documentary, You Never Had It, An Evening with Charles Bukowski. And tonight, in addition to trivia, we have a live interview with Ron Howard by Janet Maslin, the famous film critic. This is put together by one of our colleagues at the Jacob Burns Theater in suburban New York. It's about the fire in Northern California. The documentary is called Rebuilding Paradise, and it's about Paradise, California, that last November was burnt down as a result of the tinderbox conditions in Northern California, as well as the Misties of the Electric Company in Northern California. We also have another film that I think WEMU listeners will like, The Cuban. It's a fiction film that says Lou Gossett as a Cuban musician and a naive med student who works in a nursing home and shares a conversation with him. Rekindles her interest and passion in music, and Lou Gossett Jr. turns in an excellent, excellent performance. If you haven't seen John Lewis, Good Trouble, that documentary is not to be missed, especially at this time. We continue to play the Ella Fitzgerald, Just One of Those Things documentary, which WEMU listeners should love, as well as the Quarantine Cat Festival, which everybody loves.
Russ Collins, it's good to have you back, and I'll look forward to our conversation next week.
Absolutely. We'll see you at the Virtual Movie Palace, the state of Michigan.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it each Thursday exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.